Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened on Friday?
God was blathering about some bullshit about behemoths and I don't fucking know. He's not answering a goddamn thing. He's just going on and on and on.
He's deflecting.
Yeah, a lot.
He's like, I don't have to answer the likes of you,
it's
human.
It's bullshit is what it is.
It really is bullshit.
Or behemoth shit, I think I said.
Yeah, you did. I forgot about that.
So anyway, that was Job chapter 40.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Job chapter 41. We're almost done.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie. Okay, Job, chapter 41.
Okay.
And on our break, I was annoying husband by singing the Candyman because it reminded me of, when God was talking to Job and he was like, did you do this? Do you do that? Did you do this? Can you do that?
Right.
And it just made me think of who could take the sunshine?
Yeah.
Like the Candyman can.
Right,
Or God. Candyman or God.
Yeah.
Can fuck with behemoths and rainbows.
Okay,
that's all.
I guess.
Yeah, okay. I won't sing anymore because I already tortured you on the break.
You did.
Okay. Can you pull in Leviathan with a fish hook or tie his tongue with rope? I almost sang it when I did and I pulled it back.
Yeah.
Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw with a hook? Will it keep begging you for mercy?
Is that what it says?
Will it speak?
Oh my God.
We can't do this. I can't do words. This. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm reading this Bible, but to the tune of the Candyman because it's that ridiculous.
Yeah, but
Will it speak to you with gentle words?
No, probably not.
Will it make an agreement with you for you to take it as your slave for life? Will it?
No.
Can you make a pet of it, like a bird, or put it on a leash for the young women in your house?
Why would you want to do that?
Can ya? Dip it in love. Will traders barter for it?
Doubt it.
Will they divide it up among the merchants?
What is this? What does any of this fucking matter?
That's why I was singing. Oh. Now you get it.
Okay.
Can you fill its hide with harpoons?
I.
Or its head with fishing spears?
You gotta stop.
I can't help it. It keeps spitting the song.
Oh my God.
If you lay a hand on it, you'll remember the struggle and never do it again.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
I'm sure that's true.
Any hope of subduing it is false. The mere sight of it is overpowering.
Wow, the mere sight, huh?
Husband, turn your eyes away. It's overpowering. Much like my lovely singing voice. No one is fierce enough to rouse it. Who then is able to stand against me?
Yeah, Candyman can.
Who has a claim against me that I must pay? See? I can't help it.
Yeah,
it's
right there. Yeah, it's totally.
Everything
it was
under
meant to be
heaven,
done under the Candyman can.
Everything under heaven belongs to me because the Candyman can.
Okay, yeah.
I will not fail to speak of Leviathan's limbs. Its strength and its graceful form.
He won't fail to speak of it.
Who can strip off its outer coat? Who can penetrate its double coat of armor?
We've lost like 90% of our audience by now.
Look, they're along for the ride. They know me by now.
Give
me an inch and I will fucking take that mile.
Yeah, it's true.
Who dares open the doors of its mouth? Ringed about with fearsome teeth. Its back has rows of shields.
The fuck's a big old fish doing with shields for a back?
More than one.
Wow.
Multiple shields.
I wonder who crafted the shields. I guess God did. Or was it the candy?
He dipped it in love. Tightly sealed together.
Yeah.
Each is so close to the next that no air can pass between.
Okay.
They are joined fast to one another. They cling together and cannot be parted. Its snorting throws out flashes of light.
Mm.
Its eyes are like the rays of dawn.
Damn.
Flames stream from its mouth. Sparks of fire shoot out.
This guy sounds pretty vicious.
Smoke pours from its nostrils as from a boiling pot over burning reeds.
Mm.
What about a burning pot on a stove? I don't burn reeds.
Yeah, there's not a lot of burning reeds anymore.
Except maybe in churches?
Maybe.
Question mark?
Right.
Its breath sets coals ablaze. So does yours
Damn.
In the morning. And flames dart from its mouth. That's me in the morning. Strength resides in its neck. Dismay goes before it.
Okay.
The folds of its flesh are tightly joined. They are firm and immovable.
That's great.
Don't be moving that flesh.
Right, yeah.
Its chest is hard as rock. Yeah, it is. Hard as a lower millstone.
As a what?
Millstone.
Millstone.
A lower millstone.
A lower millstone.
As opposed to an upper one.
Yeah, not the upper ones, but the lower ones.
Right.
Okay.
When it rises up, the mighty are terrified.
Okay.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, they
Mighty
are
Mouse.
Terrified. Mighty Mouse.
He's probably terrified too, yeah.
Yeah. They retreat before its thrashing.
Okay.
The sword that reaches it has no effect, nor does the spear or the dart or the javelin, but they might try the shot put.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or like a nuke or something, you know?
Tank?
You know? I'm just saying, they didn't have some of these things back then, so
AK.
Be worth a shot.
Iron, it treats like straw. and bronze like rotten wood.
That's funny. It can handle iron, but God can't. Interesting.
Depends on which god you're talking about, of course.
Right.
Yeah. Arrows do not make it flee. Sling stones are like chaff to it.
So David would have a hell of a time with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. A club seems to be but a piece of straw. It laughs at the rattling of the lance.
Why are we giving... what? This is like... we're supposed to be getting an answer here, right? Like, there is literally no answer for Job.
But if you describe Beowulf instead, then you're like, look away, look away.
Yeah.
What was your question again? Never mind. Its undersides are jagged potsherds.
Potsherds.
Potsherds. Potsherds.
What is it?
Potsherds. Potsherds.
Potsherds. I'd say potsherds.
What's potsherd? But they're jagged, whatever they are, leaving a trail in the mud like a threshing sledge. I like that, the threshing sledge.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my next song that.
Okay.
That sounds like a Screamo song, though,
potsherd, right? Is a broken piece of ceramic material, especially one found in an archaeological site.
So they could have just said a shard.
Yeah.
A broken piece of pot, which is a shard.
Right.
But they called it a sherd.
Right.
And if you do a fart that's not what you think it is, then it's a shart.
there's the pronunciation for you.
Potsherd.
Potsherd.
Instead of pot shard.
Right.
Stupid. It makes the depths churn like a boiling cauldron and stirs up the sea like a pot of ointment.
A pot of ointment?
Ointment. Oint. Mint.
I don't stir ointment that often. I don't know what that's like.
Well,
but they have ointments are mostly in little plastic tubes nowadays, so yeah, it's not very relevant to us.
But they would have come in little, like an unjoint. Unjoint. What are those called? Hold on. Okay.
I love it when you don't really know what you're talking about.
No, it's a word. I've just never said it out loud before. So okay. I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
Unjoint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it unguent or unjoint?
I don't know.
But you know what I'm talking about. It ain't an onion.
It ain't an onion.
It leaves a glistening wake behind it. One would think the deep had white hair. That's okay. What one would think.
That's not what I would think.
Nothing on earth is its equal. A creature except without fear.
Maybe the behemoth.
But it's a creature without fear. It looks down on all that are haughty.
Haughty?
I have to say it that way so you don't think I'm saying haughty.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, haughty.
Got it.
It is king over all that are proud. The end.
But not the ones who are not proud?
No.
It's not king over those. Okay.
No.
What? That's, I mean, yeah. I still don't understand why we're talking about this fucking thing.
Deflect.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's like the story has gone completely off track here.
Yeah, because look.
Like God enters stage left and he's like.
It's like,
fuck this story.
It's like, okay, you come home from work one day and you're like, hey, did you, ask me that question. Did you blah, 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 only fill it in with some house chore that you wish I had taken care of during the day while you were
at work? Did you vacuum the floor?
Let me tell you about my neighbor, Karen, who has a Buddha Trump statue in her rock garden.
But what about the floor?
Also, I mowed the yard and, my sister called today and I talked to her a bit.
But what about the yard? Did you vacuum the floor?
Well, I did, call the bank and I took care of some paperwork that we needed to get done. And I refilled, the water pitcher.
Okay.
Oh, and I got this really cool new mascara that I can't wait to try. And I threw away all my earrings because I don't really wear jewelry anymore.
So just for the record,
mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about the floor being vacuumed. But if you killed all 10 of my kids, I'm not going to fucking forget about the goddamn thing you did.
But right, like, that's what it seems like. Like, I'm doing everything but answering your fucking question. You could probably guess that I didn't by the fact that I'm deflecting.
I'd be angry at this answer. This is a stupid fucking answer to, it's not even an answer.
He's like,
he's just,
okay, so, be Job and say, hey, why'd you kill my kids?
Hey, God, why'd you kill my kids?
I am strong and, oh, let me tell you about this animal that I'm stronger than. Okay, this animal is so big and it has all these sharp teeth and it's in the water.
Yeah, let me tell you how much I don't give a fuck personally.
Oh, okay, so you still want that answer. Well, here's the thing. I'm so strong that there's this other animal, too, that I want to tell you about.
Still no fucks to give.
Okay, let me just tell you that I'm strong.
My fucks are all gone.
And the Candyman can?
Sure, why not? All right, whatever. We're going on and on about
this. No, but that's the summary of this
chapter. No, I know. It's just bullshit. It's complete and utter bullshit.
Yes.
And I'm really pissed off.
I know.
Because, like, I wanted God to have this miraculous answer as to why this was all, like, you know.
Necessary.
Right. And you would think, being God, you could come up with that fucking answer.
Right.
You should have that answer. You know everything.
Okay, here's my thing, right? Like, you're God and you're like, oh, it's too hard for you stupid humans. You're God. You can't break it down. It's too hard for you to break down.
Right?
You're not very God-ish.
Right. Yeah. You can't even describe why you did the thing you did.
You can't Cliff Notes that shit? How powerful are you if you cannot use ChatGPT and give me a goddamn summary?
Right. Surely he's better than ChatGPT.
I would think. He's God.
I mean, one would think.
Right? Yeah. Okay. I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
So that was Job chapter 41.
It sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we're going to be back with the finale, which is
Job chapter 42. And I'm so eager to see how this wraps up.
Yeah, I am too, because I'm really disappointed in God right now as far as his answer in the canon God shit here.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm still kind of disappointed in Job for
Just bowing, like, he just, like, he's
you're
just
right, like, you are strong.
Right.
You sprinkle it with love.
Fuck you, Joby killed all 10 of your kids, don't you? You went on and on about it for chapters. Mm-hmm. And then God shows up and you're like, oh shit.
Never mind.
I give up.
I'm done.
Fuck you, Job.
Fuck you, Job.
Your kids hate you, even though they're dead. Oh, shit. Okay? They're fucking pissed.
I hate you.
They're turning over in their goddamn grave.
It's okay? True, they are.
All right. Anyway, that was that.
That
tomorrow
was that.
Tomorrow will be something else.
Sure as fuck will.
We'll see you guys then.
Bye. Husband.
Wife.
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
God was a dumbass and the Candyman. And he was just going off about some stupid ass shit.
I mean, he was singing about the behemoth and either the behemoth or the Leviathan. I don't remember which one, but he was like, they're so big and strong and only I can contain them.
Either way, he just thinks really highly of himself.
Yeah.
And he's just, that's like his whole reason for Job so far, thus far. Is because
he can.
Yeah. Fuck that bullshit. That's fucking crap.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Obviously. So
that was Job chapter 41.
Oh, it sure as fuck was.
And today we're finishing up Job and we're going to be doing
Job chapter 42, the conclusion.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and hop on into this.
Okie dokie. Okay, Job chapter 42.
Okay.
Then.
Yeah.
Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, because I'm a dumbass. I'm Job. What the fuck do I know?
I'm pretty sure I understood that his kids died.
Things that are too wonderful for me to know. It's wonderful that my children died?
He's talking about the things that he was saying. Yeah. Like, he's done all these wonderful things, made all the
who cares that my children died? Whatever.
Yeah, you shouldn't give a shit that your kids die.
You're great and cool. It's all good. Don't worry about
it. I'm still on the fuck you, God.
No, me too.
Camp here.
You said, Job continues, you said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. Yes, that did happen.
Okay.
My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
He's seen them.
Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
Oh, my God.
He is such a pushover.
Oh,
How could he ask these great, brilliant, pointed questions and then just bend over so easily?
I think that's what they're trying to convey, right? Like, this is the glory of God. It's too much to handle. So he's just
be
like
Job. Be a wimp like Job.
Well, yeah, he's just totally caving here. Yeah. Like, you wanted to confront him. Confront the fuck out of him.
At least
he made a goddamn bet for your kids' lives.
Which Job is not aware of.
Right. Yeah. He still hasn't even said that. I'm like, I'm sorry, but no, this is bullshit.
This is bullshit. I'm not happy with this.
Right?
After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I'm angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. Now keep in mind, Elihu ain't present anymore.
Yeah, because he was an addition
later.
Because
he was an addition later.
Right.
Because Job was being too blasphemous and close to the truth.
Yeah, but God's saying that he approves of what Job said.
He approves of Job, but not the boys that attacked him.
Right, right. Yeah.
Now, take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. Dipshits, my servant Job will pray for you because you need it, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your fucking folly.
Wow. So
and the f-bomb was mine, of course, anybody new listening,
right?
That's all me.
So they're gonna, okay,
he's like, I'll forgive you.
So God's gonna forgive them if as long as Job prays for them.
Mm-hmm. Basically he's like, if Job forgives you, then I'll let it go.
But is Job commanding Job, or I'm sorry, is God commanding Job to pray for them? Or is it just like, you know, he has a choice here?
I have no idea.
That would be interesting. Like, right? They were kind of dicks, you know?
They were dicks. They were not good friends. You have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. So Job prayed.
Okay.
I would be curious what he prayed.
I'd like to hear the text.
Please forgive these dumbass guys. They're too stupid. They had good hearts and good intentions.
I don't know. I get the impression that the prayers weren't as important as the slaughtering of the animals back then. So, you know, it was more about the
sacrifice
bit of the offering.
Gotta do the sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, carrying on.
Carrying on.
After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before.
Hmm, okay.
He gets to be rich again. Yay!
What about the kids?
I don't know. I'm curious.
Okay.
All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him. And each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. So he's getting his wealth back. He's got the command of his community again.
But, kids.
I don't know. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I don't know. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part, obviously. He killed his kids in the first part.
Yeah, yeah.
He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Oh,
so he let him have 10 more kids.
He replaced his kids.
Because kids are replaceable.
No, you obviously, lose one, you just need order new ones, another. Right? Yeah. You can get them off Amazon.
Yeah, clearly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Why would I care? I've got new ones.
Yeah. The first 10, whatever.
Thank you, God,
for
killing my first kids so I can have these better, newer 10 kids that
these
I got.
These new 10 kids are way better than the first
10. Totally, totally.
Yeah.
They got new and improved buttons and shit that work better or something. I don't know.
I'm very annoyed over this. And when I say annoyed, I mean like personally offended.
Right.
Because children are not replaceable.
No, they're fucking
for
not.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Hupak. Hapuk, sorry. Hapuk.
Okay. Sure.
Hapuk?
I don't fucking know.
Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters.
Because well, that's
beauty
that's
matters.
That's great.
Beauty matters.
Yeah.
And their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. And that's good to know.
Okay. That's actually odd because... Mm-hmm. Men usually are the only ones with an inheritance.
Right. And then women get married off and good luck with you over there in your new family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought the men had to, like the fathers had to pay someone to marry their daughters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's not considered an inheritance. That's considered a dowry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it goes to... So them saying that they have an inheritance is different.
Yeah. Because the dowry doesn't really go to the kids getting married. The dowry goes to the son's father.
Right, right.
Because
they sold and
they're like, thank you for buying my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so their father granted them blah, blah, blah. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation.
Wait, God said earlier that they can't live past 120.
He lied. I know that this is shocking. God lied.
Okay.
There's always exceptions.
Is there?
And Job was one.
I thought that if God said something, it was the absolute truth in the law.
Only if you believe him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good to know.
And so Job died, an old man, full of years. The end.
This was such a bullshit story.
This was a real letdown,
you guys. I really fucking hate it.
I do too.
Job never knew that his whole life was a bet.
Yeah.
He got bet on by God and mm-hmm. Satan.
Yeah.
And his kids all fucking died. And mm-hmm. then God's like, what? I'm going to replace them.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he justified his actions because, what? I'm God.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of bullshit is that? It's not. That's. I wish I could just walk in and say, I don't know. I'm husband. You know, whatever. And I just do things the way I do them because I'm husband.
Yeah.
And don't you know, my shit doesn't stink. So. No. I'm husband. I said so.
Well, I'm here to tell you as wife that you are a liar. A damn liar. I've been in the bathroom after you.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Okay. You've been in the bathroom after me. Both of our shit stink. The end.
Yeah.
Anyway. Neither one of us is very good at being God.
No.
You know what?
But you know, I don't want
to
be God.
We're not claiming to be.
Right.
So.
Also, I don't want to be.
No.
Because I think God is an asshole.
He's a dick. As we always say. Is. God's really a dick. Is. This whole story.
I hate this story.
It was so bad.
Why is this one of the more popular? I don't
understand.
I hate it.
I mean, I guess the point, like I started to say, I don't understand the point of the story. But I guess the point of the story is be like Job because you don't understand. There's something bigger happening in the background. The bigger thing might just be he's making a bet with the devil, but you just don't know.
Well, and here, so like apologists are going to be like, you're missing the point. They're trying to show you how amazing and wonderful God is and all the things that he does for da-da-da-da, you know, everybody. And I'm like, but he killed his kids on a bet with Satan.
Yeah.
Stop fucking making excuses.
Right.
And just admit that, yes, this is what happened. And then admit that he never owned up to it.
Right.
Not once.
Never apologized. Never came clean. Never addressed any of Job's questions, which were all fair.
Right.
And, okay, I'm going to tell you something. While I was doing some of the Q&A for this, I had read ahead accidentally that he was going to get his kids and fortune back.
Oh, okay.
So this ending was shocking to me in that, yes, he got his fortune back, but no, he did not get his 10 kids back.
No.
He got 10 new ones.
Right, yeah.
That is not the same thing as he got his kids back.
No.
So those little summaries that I read.
Didn't do
I have words for them. They lied. Or
well, at least you didn't have a spoiler. Exactly.
Right. But the point is, I was like, okay, I can live with this. At least, you know.
He got his kids back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He did not get his kids back. They all died horrible deaths.
Also, you remember how shitty his wife was at him?
Yeah.
How could you go back and, like, have kids with her after that? Because she was kind of a bitch.
She was a cunt.
So, I'm just saying.
She was a cunt, and she turned on him and disdained him.
Right.
And did not help him. His friends sucked. Like, the whole town sucked because they all kind of just turned on him.
And just at the end, he's like, yeah, God's awesome, and we're going to go have dinner with all those people that hated me.
I guess his boils went away, huh?
Oh, and they're going to give me gold, too, because that's awesome.
They never told us that his boils went away.
Yeah, is his boils gone? I don't know.
I guess he still has boils,
probably.
Right?
No, they probably went away.
Why? Why would you think that?
Because everything else worked out for him.
No, he lost his 10 kids.
Well, I mean, yeah, aside from that. What? The Bible moved on without it, so whatever.
I bet that he did not get his boils healed.
Yeah.
We'll never know, I guess. That book.
There's no follow-up to it, so.
I hate that story. I hate that book.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is, that's the end of Job.
It sure as fuck is.
So, we're going to be back, I think, so this week, we've got some finishing up to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, tomorrow is, let's see,
Wednesday.
So, we're going to be doing
our wrap-up finale where we
/ Q&A type thing.
Yeah.
Like, we'll mix that in together.
Yeah.
And then we're finishing a book, so we've got a...
We've got a contradictions episode to take care of.
Yes. And I felt like there was something else, too.
I think we're going to dig out the Asimov book and do a sacrilegious book club.
Something like that. We're going to... Yeah. We haven't really determined exactly what we're doing.
We've got that extra day, so we aren't really...
I'm not drinking, I promise.
He's lying. Nah, he's just having tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we talked about maybe doing that extra episode as a digging out the Asimov, but that wasn't written in stone.
Well, how about to be determined?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out and solidify it in the next day or two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, some of you have not joined our Discord server yet. And we are there right now as we're recording this episode, doing this live.
The night before.
The night before. So even if you're not a patron right now, which mm-hmm. this is a limited time thing that we're doing for non-patrons, mm-hmm. You can come over and join us on the Discord server and listen to us live every night pretty much.
And interact with us.
And interact with us, yeah.
Between recording stuff.
And we're having some really great fun with the people that are there. So I'm going to caveat this. We know nothing about Discord. You're not going to make a fool of yourself. If anybody's going to make a fool of themselves, it's me.
Or me.
Yeah.
Both of us.
We suck.
We are idiots. Come join us.
I'm asking everybody to help me because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
So, no, it's true. It's a lot of fun.
But it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
You should come over, too.
You should.
That being said, I think we are done for tonight.
We are done for tonight.
All right. Well, we'll be back soon.
Tomorrow. Even.
Yeah, with... this stuff.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys then.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Bye. Husband.
Wife.
What are we doing today?
Well, we've finished Job, so I think that means...
we are doing a wrap up.
That's right. So we're wrapping up Job.
And also fuck Job.
And I think we got a little bit of a Q&A for the last two episodes. Was that right?
Kind
of, maybe?
Not a Q&A. I have a pop quiz for you.
Just for those two?
No, for the whole book.
Oh, but there's no information that we found on the two chapters.
I have something from an apologist perspective that I thought I would introduce. I thought that would be fun.
Okay. All right.
See what they have to say about the Book of Job as a whole.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And just so everybody knows, we are doing this right now live on Discord. And if you're not here,
you're missing out.
You should be.
Right.
So where the fuck are you?
Honestly, we need your help because we suck at Discord.
Yeah, we need as many people in there as possible. So come join us on Discord. You can find links in the episode notes of every episode that we're doing lately. And if you're on any of our social medias, I'm sharing links there too. So just, you know, go do it.
Get your ass over there.
Right.
Here.
All right. So let's go jump into this wrap up for Job.
Yeah, fuck Job.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so we are wrapping up our Book of Job.
Okay.
And so I thought I would give you an apologist perspective of what the book was about, what we were supposed to take from it.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
We'll see.
So if Job cannot contend with Behemoth or Leviathan, which obviously he can't.
Right, because they're huge.
They're huge. Or even with Satan, whom these creatures are supposed to represent.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I mean, we had talked about them being the gatekeepers of hell, so.
Well, but they are supposed to be stand-ins for the literal Satan.
Got it. Okay, sure.
So if Job can't contend with those creatures, a.k.a. Satan, How could he ever hope to stand against the God who made and masters those creatures?
Was he looking to stand against him, or was he just looking for answers for the shit that he did?
How dare he demand anything of God?
How dare God be a dick?
God can do what God wants, says the apologist.
I know he... Okay, in canon, I know he can, but why should he? Why does he? Why...
Who are you to ask that?
I thought God is good,
okay,
right?
Okay, look, I'm God and you're the questioner, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm God and you're Job. Go ahead, go, ask that question.
Why should God...
Why are you asking me anything?
Because...
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm just...
Stop talking.
No.
I'm God.
No.
I will smite thee.
Fuck you.
You're dead. See how that went? See how that went? That's the answer to your question.
Okay. I guess.
So the God who can master Behemoth and Leviathan can also accomplish every purpose in Job's life, including the mysterious meaning behind the twists and turns.
He can also be a narcissist who doesn't answer to anybody and doesn't feel compelled to answer questions.
He could also about be a why good he did guy. Shit. He could also be a good guy and deliver answers, but he doesn't. So,
right.
You know.
No, he's a dick.
Yeah. Oh, totally agree.
That's fucking wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree. Job said many bad things, both in his agonized cry to God and in the bitter and contentious debate with his friends. Like, he had those, you know, nigh on blasphemous accusations and questions.
Right.
And even before that, he was like, oh, I cursed the day I was born. Ugh, I cursed my mom. Ugh, I wish I was dead.
Yeah, I was getting a little.
Yeah, that was so tiresome.
Right.
Well, that was all sinful and bad. So
okay.
His reaction was so not cool.
I feel.
He was justified in his reaction, but he still. It's kind of like if you and I get mad at each other, right? And then I'm pushing all your buttons. And so then you say some hateful things.
Yeah.
Yes, I pushed your buttons, but you're still responsible for the shitty thing that you said. And so you should apologize. And and you and I are pretty good at this, at saying, you know, okay, you're right. I should not have reacted that way. I was mean to you just then. And I shouldn't have said that. That was bad and wrong. However, pause for effect. You were being a bitch, though.
But this isn't even like that, though. This is like if you got mad at me and I was like, I wish I was never born. I wish, why are you saying, I'm just literally asking you questions and you just keep being mad and then don't answer my questions. And you say, because I'm wife and, you know, you have all the power and I'm just supposed to listen. That's what this power is like.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no discussion here. There's no...
Right. But that's God's whole point, is that there doesn't have to be. Just take my word on faith.
But there does, because God did something bad and wrong.
But that's what faith is saying, I have to trust that you had a reason for what you did, because you couldn't possibly have done something bad or wrong.
Okay, but the story shows us that God is a bad actor, and we're supposed to have faith in a bad actor?
Well, let me just continue on and see if you have any further thoughts about this apologist perspective. Okay.
All right.
At times, Job doubted God's goodness, which, you know, rightfully so.
Right.
And he doubted his righteous judgment in the world.
Because he was talking about how the shitty people live and prosper and the good people die and wither away or whatever.
Because
so.
Only the good die young.
Right. Like it's in a fucking song.
Yeah. Yeah. So at times, Job doubted there was any good either in this life or in the great beyond.
I don't doubt. I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
I don't either.
He has good reason.
But by the end, Job has come full circle back to a state of humble contentment with not knowing the answers to the questions occasioned by his crisis and his companions.
No, so, he fucking withered away in 2 seconds.
Because he saw the glory of God.
Whatever.
So this apologist says that it was right for Job to repent because Job did all those bads. He dared be hurt and upset and voice his frustration.
I think that is incorrect and wrong.
I do too. But that's why we're not apologists.
Right. No, I know.
Yeah. We're accusers.
Yeah.
So while Job had done nothing to invite the crisis that came into his life.
Right.
As the reasons for that crisis were rooted in the contention between God and Satan.
Wait, contention? It was a fucking bet.
Right.
Don't give me this contention shit.
Right.
They fucking bet.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
It was a challenge and a hold my beer and a do your worst and chug, chug, chug.
Right. Like, no, God doesn't have enough faith in himself to even just dismiss this whole bet.
Right.
He has to go through
okay,
with it.
Okay, but let me continue because there's supposed to be like a reason that he does this, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to get there. And I'm not saying it's a good reason.
It's probably not.
Okay, but we want to get there because that's what I'm doing.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to calm down.
So even though Job did not invite this, Job did have to repent of his wrong words and wrong attitude after the crisis that occurred in his life.
Okay.
Both for excessively giving in to despair and for his unwise and intemperate speech as he contended with his companions. So it's going back to that whole, he didn't do anything wrong, but his reaction was shitty.
I think it was completely justified.
No, so do I. So do I. But I'm just, again,
yeah,
giving
no,
you...
Okay, sure.
So God ends his words to Job without ever telling him the story behind the story.
Bullshit,
right? Which
yes.
we know. Yeah. Job was left ignorant about the contest between God and Satan that prompted the whole crisis, though this apologist is quick to add, perhaps God did later tell him.
There's no
we don't know.
Evidence of that.
We don't know. We weren't there. We don't know. Maybe he told him. That's what
but
the psychologist said.
If you're gonna if God's gonna tell Job, that is a major
plot point.
Right.
Yeah.
But that needs to be said in the fucking story.
But that's not the point of the story, according to this apologist.
It's the fucking point to me.
No, I agree, but you don't have faith, so basically this story rewards faith. It doesn't win over people to faith.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And one might say that is true of the entire fucking Bible.
But there was no good reasons for faith. I'm powerful.
Whoa. So though Job did not know the whole story, God did tell him of his great victory over Satan when he talked about how he has mastery and power over Behemoth and Leviathan. This apologist says that he is basically telling him that... He's basically telling him, I have power over these monsters, so I have power over Satan.
Got it.
And that gives Job assurance for the past, for the present, and for the future.
Okay, I guess.
I'm just telling you what this
apologist
says.
No, I know.
Okay? It was important that God did not tell Job the reasons why. Because then Job can be a continuing comfort and inspiration and example to those who suffer without an explanation.
So, this whole story was written because there are no fucking explanations.
Right.
And they needed a reason to make people still believe even though there's no explanation.
It's kind of like this Bible story is the entire, like, however many seasons, I think it was like 9 season run of the show Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling this story, and then they got to the end and realized they'd painted themselves into a corner and were like, oh, fuck, we don't have an answer for this. Let's just throw it in. It was all a dream. There, yeah.
Right.
And yeah. And that's kind of what happened here. They were like, this is neat. This is cool. Yeah, look, they have a bet going, da-da-da. And then they got to the end and were like, but what's the point?
But
what's
this,
the moral?
Right. But this whole story.
It was a dream.
This whole story was written by an early apologist. Like, they're like, oh, we need to have an answer for this.
Exactly.
There we go. Read Job.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't answer it for me, but you can have somebody that's an authority figure say, this is why. And these are the reasons why, right?
Mm-hmm.
And listen to me because, you know, you have to listen to God. And then also you have to listen to me and also give me money.
Right.
So
I can buy another yacht.
Yeah. It's important. Shit.
If the specific and ultimate reason for his suffering had been revealed to Job, the value of the account as a comfort to others who must suffer in ignorance would have been greatly diminished or even canceled altogether.
It's canceled altogether as it stands, in my opinion.
Yes, I totally agree.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, if he told him that... this could have been, to me, this could have been in the Bible world, right? This could have been easily chalked up to God says, I did this to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I did this to show you can't lose faith.
Right.
You know, and even dismiss the bet with Satan.
I was going to say, like, he could phrase it in such a way as that he says, you were the shining example, and I want you to be the one that I point to, like an English teacher who says, can I keep your paper to show future students,
sure,
you know, as an example of how to be in the face of adversity, no matter what, you didn't lose your faith in me. And even though you got mad at me, you still didn't ever like curse me or whatever.
Right. But none of that was said.
Right.
It was merely a power trip.
Right.
And then Job just capitulates right away.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, sorry, God.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
I totally agree. So without anger toward him, God allowed Job to suffer in order to humiliate the accuser and then provided support to countless sufferers who would follow in Job's footsteps.
Okay.
And that is what this apologist says.
Right.
Okay. And then I saw some really cool stuff on Quora, which I know we're not supposed to use Quora, but that's what I'm telling you. I was like spelunking.
Okay.
And I found some really cool stuff, and I kind of cobbled together several different little answers here.
Okay.
That I felt is more along the lines of my feelings.
Got it.
Right up until the last sentence.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a realistic portrayal of how other human beings view suffering. Job's so-called friends spend the entire book throwing pointless platitudes at their supposed friend, who is sick, starving, half-naked, destitute, and mourning the loss of his children, not to mention the fact that his fucking marriage is now on the rocks.
Right.
Right? And it didn't even occur to any of them to invite him inside, offer him a meal, bathe his wounds, or console his grieving heart. And so the moral is, people suck, they'll always let you down, and you can't rely on anybody else in an emergency.
Right,
right. Right. Totally agree with that, right?
Yeah.
God's bet with Satan is silly and over the top, right? Totally.
Yeah.
But honestly, Job's situation isn't impossible, right?
Okay.
Because it makes sense that multiple bad things might happen to somebody all at once. Like the examples that I gave are, consider the phrase, when it rains, it pours, right?
Right.
Or catastrophes always come in threes. Like when we see celebrity deaths, we're always looking, you know, sure, we're counting, right?
Yeah.
And then there's even, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
Anytime something good happens, we're like, yeah, but.
Well, I mean, I think your own mentality kind of triggers more bad things happening sometimes too.
Sure.
Like if you're in a funk, you're in a funk, you know?
Sure. But even when something good happens, you're like, but I'm not going to get, like, the cynical and jaded among us, of which I count myself, are always like, sure, okay, but, like,
right.
I'm not about to get too excited because I know that something bad is quick to follow.
Right.
So I just kind of take everything with a grain of salt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the reaction of Job's friends is also pretty realistic. They give him terrible advice, and they actually blame him for his own situation. And let's be honest, like, how many of us have friends or family member that, like, you know, we go to them with problems, and they're like, oh, my God, you should just dot, dot, dot. Or, like, why don't you blah, blah, blah. And it's always, like, shitty advice. Or, like, you do something. Okay, like, when I got divorced from my ex, right? My own family was like, how dare.
Yeah.
And they were so mad. And then when I got with you, they were like, you're a terrible mom because, you know, you dared to want out of a bad marriage. And
right. Right.
You know, so that's what I was thinking of when I was kind of putting this all together. Like, yeah, you're right. You know, people suck.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right. And so I agree with everything right up until this point. Ready?
I'm ready.
The true message from the book of Job is this. People suck. Your closest friends and most reliable allies will undoubtedly fail you every time. True, true, true. Trust God and only God, even if he seems to be the one afflicting you.
What the fuck?
Because you can't trust people.
I have some problem with that too, because there are some friends that do always show up and do always help.
You're one of them.
Well, and so is some of our friends that we have too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't want to not say that.
No, we have some very good friends.
Right. And fuck God.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all
no,
I got
totally
there.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
But I wanted to put all that out there so that you could see, like, what other people are saying is the point. Since we're like, what is the fucking point? I don't get this. It's not clicking for me. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
That's what they're getting out of it.
Okay.
And it works for them.
I guess.
I don't know why.
It does not work for me. It's a really dumb fucking
Yeah, I agree. I can't with that. Yeah. You know, GTFO with that bullshit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to do a quick pop quiz.
Okay. Okay. All
right. I got an 80. I hope that you do half as well.
Okay. I hope I do at least half as well. Yeah.
Okay. These are multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Where did Job live? Was it Buzz, Ur, Uz, or Oz?
Ur.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was Uz.
Uz. Shit.
Uz. Fuck. It wasn't Oz either.
It wasn't Oz. Uz. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
71% get that answer correct. I was one of them.
Okay. Yep.
Before all the trials, how many sons did Job have?
10.
Not children.
Oh.
How many sons? Here are your choices. 2, 5, 7, or 12.
I'm going to go with 7.
You are correct. Yeah. Good job. I got that one too.
Okay.
76% of people answer this question correctly.
Got it. So, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that impressive so far.
No,
okay?
No.
Okay. Number 3. What would Job do in the morning after his son's feasts? Here are your choices.
He'd sacrifice shit.
I'm not even going to read you your choices unless you want them, because that's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Only 65% of people
get that one. I got it without even the choices.
Same.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, number 4.
Okay.
How did Job's sons and daughters die? Do you want the choices?
I think I know, but I think the house collapsed because of wind or something like that.
The house collapsed on them.
Okay,
Yep. A great wind came and knocked the house down. 69% of people get that one right.
Okay,
number 5. With what did Job scratch his sores with? Let me start over.
Okay.
With what did Job scratch his sores with which he was afflicted?
I'm going to need some choices here.
Okay. Sheep jaw, broken pottery, piece of stale bread, or olive branch?
I'm going to go with piece of broken pottery.
That's what I guessed too, and we are right.
Awesome.
64% of people guessed that one correctly.
Okay.
And I say guessed because there's nobody on the planet that actually remembers that because it's so beside the point.
Right.
Arbitrary question.
Well, I mean, with the choices, I was more certain.
Yeah. Okay, number 6. And I'll let you know ahead of time I got this one wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try really hard here.
Only 43% of people got this
one
right.
I know, I'm setting you up. This is going to be rough.
Okay. From which country did Bildad come? Do you want your choices?
I do.
Taman, Shua, Ephraim, or Naamath?
Ephraim.
No, I knew it wasn't that one.
Okay.
It was Shua. I had guessed Naamath.
Got it. Okay.
One of them came from Naamath.
All right.
I had the wrong guy.
Yeah, I didn't get that one. Okay.
Nope. Me neither. Okay, number 7.
Okay.
When Job's friends arrived, for how long did they sit in silence?
Oh.
Do you want your choices?
Yes, I do.
1 hour, 6 hours, 1 day, or 7 days?
7 days.
Yes. 77% of people answered that coin.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. So me and you are exactly par for each other.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 8. I got this one wrong.
Okay.
And only 29% of people answered this one correctly.
Okay.
Who was the first to break the silence? Do you want your choices?
I do.
Zophar, Job, Bildad, or Eliphaz?
Okay. I'm going to go with Zophar.
No. And I got it wrong, but I feel that this was unfair. Job was the one who broke the silence, but of his friends, Eliphaz was the first to speak, and that's the one I guessed.
Got it.
But I got it wrong, because apparently it was Job who broke the silence.
Okay.
And that's bullshit, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Whatever. Number 9. What did Job lament over to begin with? 71% of people got that right, and I am among them.
Okay.
What is it?
What's my choices?
His birth, his wealth, his family, his health.
Say them all again?
What did Job lament over to begin with? His birth, his wealth, his family, or his health?
His family.
No, you got it wrong.
Shit.
I'm beating you now.
Okay.
Was his birth.
Oh, okay.
Boo, you suck.
Sorry.
Okay. You got to get one wrong, or you got to get one right that I got wrong now in order to beat me.
No, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you can't get any more wrong that I got right.
So I
got
to get them all right.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Number 10. Job said that if his misery could be weighed, what would it be heavier than?
Okay.
Only 45% of people got this one right. I'm one of them. Oh, do you want your choices?
I do.
Leaves of the trees, sand of the seas, waters of the oceans, beasts of the fields.
Sands of the seas.
Fuck yeah, it was.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Number 11. And I got this one wrong. Only 35% of people got this one right.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Why was Elihu angry with Job's three friends? Do you want your choices?
I do.
They had found no answer for Job. They had been rude to Job. They had blamed Job for everything. Or they had not listened to Job.
They had not listened to Job.
That's what I guessed too. And we are wrong.
Oh, shit.
The right answer is they had found no answer for Job.
Okay.
I don't really recall that being the case.
I don't know.
But I don't care enough.
Elihu's speech was really dumb.
He was dumb, and it doesn't even count to me. It shouldn't even be in the Bible. Right, it was added later.
I agree.
Fuck ever. Okay, number 12. Why did Elihu wait for the others to finish before speaking? And I know you don't need no choices for this one.
Why did he wait for the others? Because he wasn't even in the Bible initially.
No. Within the book, he was like, I'm going to speak now. And the reason that I waited to speak until now is because...
I'm going to want my choices, please.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah.
It was so easy. Okay. Well, I guess it wasn't that easy because only 59% of people got this.
Yeah, come on, cut me some slack here.
Okay, jeez. Why did Elihu wait for the others to finish before speaking? He had arrived late, they hadn't let him speak, he was younger, or God had sealed his mouth?
He had arrived late.
No.
He was younger.
Yes. Shit. Oh my God.
Okay.
How did you get that one wrong? Well, he went on and on about it.
No, I knew he was younger, but I didn't know that was why he spoke.
He said it like, I know I'm young, but I can speak. I know I'm young, and that's why I waited, because you old fucks were yakking.
Okay.
And even though I'm young, I have some shit I could say. I'm smart even though I'm young. Like, he said it 1,000 times.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Number 13. You suck. Number 13, from where did God answer Job?
From a whirlwind cloud.
Yes, a whirlwind. Only 62% of people got that right. And okay. We are among them because we're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, number 14. What creatures mentioned by God grazed like an ox and lied in the shade of trees?
Behemoth.
Yes. Only 60% of people got that one right. Even with the choices other than behemoth being dragons, Nephilim, and unicorns.
Jesus.
Like, did you even read it?
Right.
Do you even lift, bro?
Right.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 15.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the creature Leviathan dwell? Only 51% of people got this right.
Okay.
Do you want your choices?
Sure.
Trees, caves, water, mountains.
Water.
Duh.
Right? Only 51% got that?
Only 51. What the fuck? Yeah. Those are the easiest ones.
Right?
Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 16. What did the Lord in his anger tell Eliphaz to take to Job as a burnt offering?
It was 7 oxen, I think.
Close. I'll allow it because you would get it if you had.
Yeah, if I had the choices.
Yeah. 7 bulls and 7 rams.
Okay. Yeah.
So close.
Right.
The other choices were 2 pigeons and 2 turtle doves, 6 goats and 6 oxen, 5 lambs and 5 ephahs of grain.
Got it. Okay.
Only 57% of people got that right, even with the fucking choices.
Got it.
I just feel like sometimes people suck.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Number 17.
Okay.
How much did Job receive when God restored his wealth compared to before?
The choices, please.
Half, the same, double, or treble?
Treble?
No.
You said treble.
Yeah.
What's treble?
Triple.
Triple. Okay.
But it's double, treble. That's how you say it. For real.
Oh.
A, it's there. And B, it's a word.
Okay. I'm going to go with triple.
No, it's double.
Shit.
You dumbo.
Well, cool. I just thought, I was thinking he got a lot, you know? So I didn't know.
He got double.
Okay, he got double.
Okay, I'm just letting you know that I won this.
Even you sure did.
We're not done yet.
But
there's
you won.
There's a couple more, but I won.
Okay.
Just for the record. Mm-hmm. Number 18, for how many more years did Job live once his fortune was restored?
How many more years?
That's badly phrased. 140 years. Yeah, it was 140 years.
Yeah.
Only 49% of people got
that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 19, I got this wrong. Only 39% of people got it correct.
Okay.
Which, oh, that's because we haven't read the New Testament yet.
No.
Which New Testament writer talks of, quote, the patience of Job? Was it Peter, Matthew, James, or John?
Matthew.
No. Okay. I knew it wasn't him. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I had guessed John. It was James.
James, okay.
I don't really care because
we haven't got there
not
yet.
In Job. Right. Why are they asking us a Joby question that's not from the book of Job?
It's a Job question. It's not whatever. From Job.
Okay, last one. Ready?
I'm ready.
Number 20. Which prophet mentions Noah, Daniel, and Job as men of righteousness? I happen to get this one right, even though it's not from the book of Job. Only 31% of people got it right.
Okay.
Your choices are Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Joel.
Ezekiel.
Yes, good guess. You awesome. Got it. I'm going to let you tie with me.
Oh.
I will allow it, even though I beat you. Okay?
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
So I got 16 out of 20. I think you missed more than 4.
Yeah.
You did. I know.
You didn't keep track?
Well, no, because I told you before we got on here that I wish I hadn't already answered them because I couldn't, like, every time I tried to pull it back up as a new thing, it maintained my info, and I was like, I don't have time for this bullshit.
Got it.
So,
yeah. All right, well, we have anything else with regard to Job?
Fuck him.
Fuck God.
Fuck the book of Job, and fuck God.
Fuck that apologist that you were talking about
fuck
earlier.
That apologist. Fuck Elihu. Fuck a lot, you know? Fuck the guy who added Elihu.
Right, yeah. Just fuck it all.
Fuck it all.
All right. Well, that was Job.
It sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we're going to be back with...
Contradictions, and you're always wrong, because you are.
Except for when I'm not.
No, you always are.
Sometimes I'm not.
In the contradictions, you're always wrong.
But 100%. I'm also kind of always right.
No, you're 100% always wrong. That's the whole point of contradictions.
Whatever. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow with contradictions episode and then other shit later that we still haven't quite figured out. Probably book club something or other.
Oh my God, cut us some slack.
And all that.
Get off our back. Jesus Christ. Relax. Relax, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be here with some shit for you.
I'm sure they don't care.
They were yelling. Didn't you hear
they
them yelling?
They weren't yelling at us, darling.
They were yelling
that at was us. Just in your head. That was something else.
Oh. God damn it. Sorry about that.
All right.
The voices were talking again.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We sure as fuck will.
Bye.
Bye. Husband.
Wife.
Do you know what we're doing today?
We are doing the contradictions episode for Job.
No, we're doing you're always wrong.
But I'm also always right.
No, you're always wrong. That's the whole premise of this episode.
But I'm sort of right sometimes too.
But it's countermanded by the fact that you're always fucking wrong.
God damn it.
You're always
wrong. Why do I always gotta be wrong?
Because the Bible is full of contradictions.
Bible's bullshit.
I mean, it really is.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get on into this and find out why the fuck I'm wrong, I guess.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Hey, husband.
What?
Guess what?
What?
You're always wrong.
Fuck that.
So, I went through the contradictions that are found in the book of Job.
Okay.
And there were like 20 some odd, but I could only grab about 7 of them because a lot of them take place in the New Testament, which we haven't reached yet.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So
that's fair.
There were several also that take place in Psalms, which I think is the next book we're supposed to read, maybe? Question mark.
All right.
So anyway, sorry.
I mean, it is what it is, you know? I mean, we can only focus on the contradictions that we've read thus far.
Thus far, so, yes.
And we'll get to those other contradictions when we get to Psalms in the New Testament.
Yeah. So toward that end, are you ready to test your knowledge?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one.
Okay.
Does God know and see everything? Yes or no?
No, because he couldn't even see that Cain had killed Abel.
That is one of the examples. Very good. So there were other examples of no. Let me try to find my fucking answers. Hold on a sec here.
Oh, okay. You're losing your fucking place right off the bat.
No, I'm not lost. It's just there's a whole fucking list of yes and no. And I failed to
categorize.
There it is. Okay. No, I kept overlooking it. There, no. This is a long list.
Got okay? it. Yeah.
So you're right. In this particular case, there are some things that God doesn't know and can't see.
Right.
He couldn't see Adam and Eve when they hid in the Garden of Eden. And he couldn't see Cain after he killed Abel because he hid in the land of Nod from the face of God.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He came down to see the Tower of Babel because apparently he couldn't see it from where he was sitting.
Okay. Yeah.
He had to come to
get that
Sodom.
Eyesight set checked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. He came down to Sodom to see if the Sodomites were really as bad as he'd heard.
Okay.
He was like, let me check these fools out before I smite them.
I think he just wanted to go to a party.
Probably. He didn't know that Abraham feared God until Abraham showed his willingness to murder his own son for God.
Okay.
You know, that's a good example,
right?
I think.
Yeah.
God lost a wrestling match with Jacob, remember?
I mean, it was.
It was understood that that was God.
Right.
Even though,
no, I know.
Yeah. And he asked Jacob his name because God didn't know who the fuck he was wrestling with.
Then why was he wrestling him in the first place then?
It was so weird.
That was such a weird thing.
It was weird. It was, Jacob had got all of his family and everything across the river or some
shit.
And
he was, meeting
and he
his
was
brother,
the last one.
And he was getting ready to meet his brother.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then there was a wrestling match in the fucking desert.
Yeah. And
like,
it was
what?
Like, out of, it was like relevant to nothing.
Yeah.
It just was very weird.
Really weird.
Before opening the mouth of Balaam's ass way back in Numbers, he asked Balaam, who are the men that are with you?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Because he didn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
God led the Israelites for 40 years on that trip through the desert.
Hypothetically, he was there with them in the tabernacle as a smoke
yeah,
thing, you know.
But he did it so he could know what was in their hearts. Because he didn't know, apparently.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And before God and Satan played their cruel game with the lives of Job and his family.
Right.
God asked Satan, what you been up to lately?
Right.
And Satan was like wandering to and fro across the fucking earth, stupid.
But God didn't know.
Why didn't he know?
I don't know. But did he know
but
everything?
Here's
also?
The thing, though. Here's the thing.
Yeah?
You're always wrong.
Okay.
Because of course God knows and sees all things.
Of course he does.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You're wrong. He knows the secrets of everyone's hearts. Okay. Like in Acts, it says, thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men. Okay. And in Job, he's a literal mind reader because no thought can be withholden from thee.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there were some other examples, but again, they were from places we haven't read yet.
Got it.
So,
but
yeah, contradictions. Yes and no.
Okay. All right. So God doesn't see all, but he does see all.
But he does because you're always wrong.
I'm always wrong.
You can't possibly pick the right answer with these.
Apparently not. Yeah.
Okay. You ready to move on?
I'm ready to move on.
Number two. What does the earth set upon? And it's not turtles. There are not turtles all the way down.
What is it set upon?
Yeah, what is it set upon?
I don't remember.
Well, your choices are nothing or pillars.
I'm going to go with nothing.
Okay, right. In Job, it says, he stretched out the north over the empty place and hanged the earth upon nothing.
Okay, all right.
But guess what?
What?
You're always wrong.
Okay.
Because it was pillars.
It was pillars?
Yeah. In 1 Samuel and in Job.
Has Google Earth found these pillars?
I mean, I don't know.
No? Okay. You don't know?
I don't care.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. So, number three. Has there ever been a righteous person? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. Wasn't David righteous?
There were several and David was one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Also Abel, Lot, Noah, Daniel, Job, lots of people.
Okay. Yeah.
He even told Noah in Genesis, I have seen a righteous man before me.
Right. Okay? Yeah.
And in 2 Samuel, he says, the Lord hath recompensed me, David, according to my righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But guess what?
What?
You're always wrong.
Fucking hell.
There's never been a fucking righteous person ever.
That's bullshit.
Okay?
I mean, that's what I would think, but...
I mean, it says at lots of places that we haven't been to yet, but in Job, it says, what is a man that he should be clean, and he which is born of woman that he should be righteous?
Okay.
So, yeah, nope. Right. Nope. No righteous people.
No righteous people. Got it.
Number four, when were the stars made?
Wasn't that back in Genesis somewhere?
Yes, they were made in Genesis. Which day?
I'm going to go with the fourth day.
Oh, my God. That is one of the answers. All right. You pulled that out of your ass.
I didn't. It's either like the lights. I had ideas in my head there.
Okay. Okay.
Come on now. I'm not that bad.
Well, one of the answers is yes, on the fourth day of creation after the earth was made.
Got it.
In Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay. And then in Genesis chapter 1, verses 16 through 19, it says, he made the stars also. Blah, got it. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. But guess what?
I'm right.
You're always wrong.
Damn it.
Because in Job chapter 38, he says, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth, when the morning stars sang together?
But how does that contradict exactly?
Because before he was saying that he made the stars after the earth was made, and here he's saying that the stars were singing together before the earth was even, the foundations were even laid.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a stretch of a
contradiction. I mean, but it is God saying that, right? Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, mm-hmm. God,
he should have phrased
God
it better.
Should remember when he built, you know, the universe.
Not only should he have phrased it better, he should have had his people that are writing it down who are mere men. Because he's God, he could come down and grab the pen out of their hands and be like, you wrote that wrong.
Right.
I would
think of all the things, if you're God, you would remember when you made everything.
Yeah.
You know?
But even within Genesis, there are two different creation stories.
Well, there's really two different gods. Weren't there, like, there was the Elohim and then the
Yahweh.
The Yahweh, and it was all in Genesis in the same book.
In the same book.
That was crazy.
Yep. All right, number five. Can God do anything?
Can God do anything? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, my personal opinion is no.
Right. And it's one of your favorite examples of no. So go with that. What was one of the things that God has problems with?
Niceness?
No. No. Remember?
Not killing people.
He's powerless against iron.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was in the book of Judges. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
His power. You just.
I mean,
recently,
I didn't forget about it, but I mean, like, it didn't come to me just now.
You just recently used that as an example of how much he's silly.
Right.
Yeah. He's powerless against iron because
that is such a. Again, weird. It's fucking weird.
Well, a lot of fairy tale stories have monsters and beasts that iron will restrain them or stop them.
Yeah.
So it's just.
But you would think, as you know, Christianity/God evolves, right? And gets further and further into modern history, right? You would think they would do away, like, maybe just scratch out those sections where he's, like, you know, allergic to iron.
Right, right. So, but guess what, though?
What?
You're always wrong.
All right.
Because God can do anything. There are several examples here of things he can do.
Let's hear what the things he can do are.
Okay. In Genesis chapter 18, it says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Because Sarah had laughed at God for even suggesting that he could make Sarah pregnant because, you know, she was so fucking old.
Yeah.
But is anything too hard for the Lord except for iron?
Right.
And then in the book of Numbers, and the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Because Moses had doubted that God could feed his soldiers, the 600,000 soldiers.
Right.
And God's basically like, the fuck, do I have a shorthand here or something?
Right.
So, also in the book of Job, Job answered the Lord and said, I know thou canst do everything. Because God had spent four chapters talking about how
he does everything.
You know, and he, that was when he did shit with the animals.
Yeah, he did shit with the animals.
He fed lions, restrained unicorns, he caught leviathans, he beat a behemoth. You know, he's awesome.
He is. I mean, was.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Okay.
So number six.
Yeah.
Can God be seen?
I mean, yeah.
Which one?
I mean, I just have to pick one, right?
Yeah, it's a yes or a no.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
I mean, Moses saw him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he saw, like, his ass or something.
It Moses wasn't, like, saw his butthole.
Skeet up, butt up.
Yeah, Abraham saw God several times in the book of Genesis. I'm not going to mention all of them, but yes, he saw him multiple times.
Okay.
And then Isaac saw him twice.
Okay.
And one was in Genesis, another time was in Exodus.
Right.
Jacob saw God face to face and even beat him in a wrestling match.
Yeah, yeah.
So that happened. He appeared to Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram. Remember Bananarama?
Yes.
That was in Genesis. And then, he appeared to Jacob and he appeared to Moses. And like you said, Moses got to see his butt. And the word is, what is it? His backside. His back parts. That was in Exodus chapter 33. And I, God, will take away my hand, and thou, Moses, shalt see my back parts.
Right, yeah. I thought that was the funniest thing. I'm like, yeah. He's literally showing his ass.
Yep. And then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 elders saw God.
Yeah.
And that was in Exodus.
Right.
And God talked face-to-face to all the people of Israel and plans to do so again someday.
I mean, hypothetically.
Right. So anyway, there's lots of examples.
Yeah, sure.
But guess what?
I'm wrong.
You are always wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. God is invisible and cannot be seen. And if you do see him, you'll fucking die.
Wow.
Okay.
Man.
Now, I can't give you the example of where he says that you'll die because we haven't read it yet. But that's going to happen. He's going to say that to somebody. I could never let you see me. Because if you saw me, you'd fucking die.
That's what happened when they opened the Ark in Indiana Jones, right?
Mm-hmm, okay. But in Exodus, he says, there shall no man see me and live.
Got it. So, I mean, he does say the same thing there, I guess.
Yeah.
So I mean, there it is.
There's further examples, but yeah, there's that one. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't give you the example from Job where, yeah, you could totally see him. Right. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee.
Right, because he was in the storm, the whirlwind, all that shit. Yeah.
Yep. But he also was like, this was when he wussed out, when Job was like,
right.
Oh my God, you're so great just because you said you are, and now I see you. Remember that?
Right, when he said that? Yeah.
Okay, last question, number 7. Ready?
I'm ready.
Who brought evil on Job?
Mm-hmm. I think it was God.
Okay. You're right. Partly. Because according to chapter 42, then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all that they had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him.
Right.
So you're right. But guess what?
I'm right.
You're always wrong. God
damn it.
Because Satan did. So when Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And that was in chapter 2 of Job.
Oh, okay.
So you can't be right.
Why can't I be right? I don't like being wrong all the time.
But that's how these go. See, I do the research, so I get to say that you're always wrong. If you did the research and asked me the questions, then you could tell me, wife, you're always wrong. There's no way you can ever pick the right answer because whichever one you pick, I'm going to also present the other side.
In that case, I volunteer to be wrong.
You are volunteering to be wrong.
I know. So, I'm just saying I don't want to do research.
Yeah.
So was that all the choices. Contradictions we had?
Those were all the ones that I could use currently.
Right. So yeah. All the ones that are current up to now where we are in the Bible.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that wraps up our contradictions episode, and that
wraps up
Job. Yep. Other than the weekly wrap up this week,
bye Felicia.
Whatever weekly replay, we are all done with Job.
Yep.
So, yeah. How about that?
I forgot to confirm what book comes after Job. So let me look that up
real quick. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I'm pretty sure it's Psalms, but Let me just double check. Oh, I was right.
Psalms.
Psalms and then Proverbs.
We've got some thinking to do as far as Psalms is concerned because we don't know what we're doing there.
Yeah.
That's going to be, we might need to take some time to sit down and go, okay.
What are we doing here? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be interesting.
It is because they're only like, some of them are only like 5 sentences long.
Yeah.
You know?
And we can't just do like 30-second episodes every night.
No. So we'll have to decide how we're going to split them up. I don't even know how many chapters there are, but we'll have to figure out how many chapters there are, how we're going to split them up, and how we're going to read them.
Right.
And how we're going to, I don't know, how we're going to analyze them.
Yeah.
Because they're just, not analyze, opine. How about that?
Sure.
Because they're not really presenting a story so much as that they're just like songs. Our cat does not like them either. I don't know if you could hear her, but she just meowed for no reason.
Right, yeah.
So, meow to you. Back to you, more of it. No takebacks.
All right, so we are done with Job.
We are done with Job forever, ever after.
And we will see you guys soon?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow with something.
What did we decide again?
Did we decide?
We did. We were either going to do an Isaac Asimov pull that out, the vault.
Oh, and we still need to do a contradictions episode for Genesis. And I need to throw that on our standalone podcast that we have for Genesis.
Yeah, we had thought about
that. But
doing
we're
going to
also
one.
Share some of that over here, too. So,
yeah.
So we might be doing that this week, too.
Yeah.
And so, then I need to finish that up and start the Exodus standalone podcast also. So,
yeah. So,
those are some things coming down the pike.
I'm not sure which one we're doing tomorrow. I want to say that I had suggested the Isaac Asimov, and you said yes until you remembered the Genesis contradiction.
Well, I've only been asking to get that done for like,
years.
It feels like it.
I know.
All right, let's hop off here. Hey.
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 Hey. Yeah.
All right.
Hey. Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.